JIS Radio presents
GOJ's Scorecard.
Highlights of the government's achievements during the first half of 2014.
Since January, the Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment has undertaken several measures aimed at enhancing Jamaica's tourism product offerings. Completion of Phase 1 of the $400 million Otoureus Enhancement Project in St. Anne by the Port Authority of Jamaica and the wrapping up of works on four major projects in Portland valued at over $48 million are just two of these achievements. Let's take a look at some others. In April, the Jamaica Tourist Board, JTB, launched the 2014 staging of the Experience Jamaica campaign. Over 120 partners have joined the 8-month initiative, encouraging persons living and working in Jamaica to enjoy more of the country's tourism products and offerings at special rates. The first 6 months of the year also saw Jamaica hosting another successful Caribbean Hotel and Tourist Association, CHTA, Caribbean Travel Marketplace Exposition. The event was well attended by delegates from several member countries. Some 30 journalists from the Caribbean, United States, Canada, and the United Kingdom provided coverage for the expo, which resulted in features being placed in trade and consumer magazines across these regions. Also in the first 6 months of the year, visa requirements were waived for nationals from more countries wishing to enter Jamaica. The number of countries whose citizens do not need a visa to visit Jamaica now stands at 30, with Russia and the People's Republic of China being among the additions this year.
We are instituting the electronic and use of other methods which keep our borders as tight as ever while allowing the ease with which we are able to do business to increase.
Tourism and Entertainment Minister Dr. Wickham McNeil. The ministry's efforts are primarily geared at increasing the island's tourism offerings, thereby attracting more visitors to the island. And based on preliminary figures, there has been a 2% increase in stopover visitors for the January to April period. The data shows a 9.2% growth in arrivals out of the United Kingdom and nearly 5% for Canada, two of the country's largest traditional tourist markets. Figures for the first 4 months also show a 3.6% increase in cruise passengers. The timeshare vacations bill was tabled in the House of Representatives earlier this year. A timeshare arrangement is a form of joint ownership or right to the use of a property.
Owners of time in a residential unit tend to vacation for a week or more at a time in groups of two or more. Timeshare owners become constant repeat visitors and behave more like members of the local community in that they shop for groceries, dine out often, and use local services more directly than hotel guests.
The joined-up government approach saw the Tourism and Entertainment Ministry partnering with the Ministry of Youth and Culture and National Library of Jamaica to reintroduce the Poet Laureate program after a 61-year absence. University of the West Indies Professor Emeritus Mervyn Morris was appointed to serve as Jamaica's Poet Laureate for 3 years.
The National Library will be the secretariat and focal point for the Poet Laureate program. The Tourism Enhancement Fund contributed $3.4 million to this literary program, and I anticipate that after these first 3 years, which is term of office for the Poet Laureate, other entities will also believe in the importance of this literary renaissance and support the program.
The ministry's entertainment portfolio saw the successful staging of several well-supported engagements over the 6 months review period. These include the Jamaica Tourist Board-sponsored Jazz and Blues Festival, Reggae Month under the theme The Journey Continues, and Arts in the Park. Another notable achievement is the JTB winning the coveted Gold Adrian Award for Public Relations Excellence, presented by Hospitality Sales and Marketing Association International. The Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment remains committed to its mission of establishing and implementing policies, programs, and systems, promoting activities and creating products and services that contribute to sustainable growth and development in Jamaica.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.